KAYT-FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles. And KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Church. I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
There are times when we must wait on God for a supernatural blessing. Sister Manina, where are you? Wave your hand. It wasn't an accident that we were talking the other day. God allowed me to have a conversation with you to confirm what I was writing today. That story about a blessing that you talked about, how a man was trying to, was it your brother or relatives, that was trying to build a church and didn't have the funds, and he was talking to another man and he needed 200,000? 200, I'm gonna say 250, because that sounds familiar to me. $200,000. And before he left, the man handed him a check for $200,000. My brothers and sisters, when God is in it, all of a sudden doors open and we don't understand how they open. When God is in it, when everything seems to be lost, that's when God works his best. When we think we can't do it, we can't afford it, we don't know how, it's when God shows up. And God shows up because this thing ain't about us, this thing is about him. The angel of the Lord told Zechariah, don't be afraid. A lot of time we're afraid to move forward because we don't see how things can be done. It ain't for us to see, because now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. The angel of the Lord told Zechariah, don't be afraid. Your prayer are heard. Because prayer changes things. Many people during those days responded with fear, or when confronted with a mighty act of God. And one would surmise, or one would think, that Zechariah was praying while he was performing his priestly duties. And God, who hears all things, heard his prayer. My brothers and sisters, God heard our prayer the first time we prayed. And God can hear our prayers even when we are working. We said earlier, there are times that we simply must wait upon the Lord. But there are times when our prayers are not answered. It's because we will not wait. You missed it. But there are times when our prayers are not answered. It's because we will not wait. There are times our prayers are not answered because of lack of faith. The angel of the Lord said, Zechariah, your prayer is heard. And your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. God heard him the first time he prayed. God hears us when we pray. We got to just wait. I know it was hard. I know it was difficult. But God changes the equation. God can change the but and make it better. Zechariah said to the angel, how shall I know this? For I am an old man. Anybody old? I'm in that category. There is the doubt. And my wife is well advanced in years. And the angel answered and said to him, I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God and was sent to speak to you and bring you these glad tidings. But behold, you will be mute and not able to speak until the day, these things take place, because you did not believe my word, which will be fulfilled in their own time. To everything, there's a season and a... God ain't gonna get out of character. He's not gonna get out of time. When God says he's gonna do something for you, it will be done in his time. But the thing that we have to do is that we have to be diligent enough to wait on the timing and wait on the season. When we get out of the timing and when we get out of the season, we slow the process. The children of Israel got out of the timing, Bruce, because what was a 9-day journey turned into 40 years of wandering, because they simply could not wait for Moses to return back from Mount Sinai. On Mount Horeb. 40 years and a 9-day journey? Antioch. The same God who created man in his image and then took a rib from the side of a woman, man, and then made woman. This is the same God who can reactivate or speak or cause both male and female reproductive system to function again. You'll catch that. We're told the angel identified himself as Gabriel, who reassured Zechariah that this good news was from the Lord. God didn't use FedEx, UPS, or the United Post Office. God called on Gabriel, who is his messenger. And when the messenger, when the messenger delivered a message, Brother Gaines, there was a messenger out there. Nobody might not believe us, but God always leave a witness. And the messenger said, we will build a church. He said, we will restore things back to its natural order. But we have to wait for the time and the occasion. The pastor hesitated because the pastor didn't quite believe him. And then he touched me. And when he touched me, a shock ran through my arm. Just like Zechariah, when he began to doubt what Gabriel, the messenger, said. When God sends a messenger, he always sends an answer with the messenger. And when we don't necessarily believe it, God says, I'm going to show you who I am. Brother Gaines, they still don't believe us. But they will see the fulfillment of all that God said he will do. God said, my way are not your ways. And then something usually happened in our ways. Proverbs says, 3, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. As I close, the Bible is full of men and women who had to wait and trust God. Abraham and Sarah waited for a son. Moses waited to lead the Israelites out of slavery. Joshua waited for the promised land of Canaan. Ruth waited for a husband, Boaz, and they had a son named Obed, and Obed became the father of Jesse, who became the father of King David. And David waited to become king because Saul was in the way. Elijah waited for rain because he had the authority given to him. And God will open doors that no man can close and close doors that no man can open. We shared the story this morning about Zechariah and Elizabeth. But what's your story? What is your story this morning? And what has the Lord told you to wait for? Recently, I shared how God told me to be quiet and wait. Now I see what God was up to. When we wait and place our trust in the Lord, we will see all that He has for us. Do you receive it this morning? Do you receive it? Waiting for the promise. The doors of the church are open. If you are here today, my brother or my sister, and the Lord has spoken to your heart through His word, and you desire to accept the Lord as your personal Savior, you may now come as a candidate of baptism. You may now come with a letter of recommendation, or you may come under Christian experience. Jesus said, "I stand at the door and knock." He's been knocking on the doors of our heart for generations and generations. And we are certainly living in a prophetic day and a prophetic time when all these things are coming to pass. The Lord is speaking prophetically to a nation who has become lawless, who has turned away from God. And so, when men and women proclaim His word and share God's infallible word for such a time as this, the Lord is drawing people to Him under what is called the covenant, a covenant agreement that He had with Abraham. A covenant that by faith you are made right with God. And when you are right with God, your salvation, your grace, God's unmerited favor, a God's inexhaustible supply of goodness, a God's redemption at Christ's expense, your life will be changed. God is speaking prophetically to a people who will hear. Let he who have an ear, let him hear the words of the Lord. He is moving us into a unique position of blessings. Don't allow our blessing to wander in the wilderness.
But through it all, I know the sun is gonna shine. If I hold out,
is there one today?
The sun is gonna shine.
Is there one?
If I hold out.